Good Tuesday morning, everyone, and welcome to this week's edition of Extension Connection. I'm Eric Reeker, the Extension Educator for Agriculture and Natural Resources here in Fulton County. Well, today on the show, I'd like to interview a very special person that has a big part to do with this year's and lots of years Fulton County Fair. So starting this Friday through next Thursday is the annual Fulton County Fair, and I'm standing next to Dennis Wise, who's president of the Fulton County Senior Fair Board. Good morning, Dennis.
Morning. How are you, Eric?
Doing real good, thank you. Well, I want you to tell us just a little bit about what year this is for the fair and maybe some of the exciting new things that are happening this year and maybe how many are planning to attend or anything you'd like to say.
Well, we're starting now. This will be the 159th fair. And some of the new things are is Combine Derby will be back on Wednesday night, and along with the Demo Derby on Thursday. But show Sunday is Cheap Tricks, and Monday is Larry the Cable Guy. And we're just expecting a bunch of different things this year from last year. I know down by the draft horse tent this year, one of the directors is putting together a little mini display like Kurt had with horse-drawn equipment.
Oh, that sounds interesting. Will there similar display, antique equipment display down here this year, or going with the draft horse display?
Well, for that it'll be the horse-drawn equipment round a draft horse, but then we have our usual antique tractors just south of the swine barn.
Very good. Well, I know last year heard a report that there was over 285,000 people attended all 7 days of the fair altogether. Do you expect a similar crowd this week? Is the weather going to hold up? What do you think?
Well, we hope we have that many. It's something we can't predict, really. It's just weather plays a big part, and as of right now, I'm hearing through Sunday like 74 to 79 for highs, so it's just perfect fair weather for me.
Better than the past couple, where the first three or four starting days were kind of sultry hot. Well, the fair board, Dennis, always does a great job to put on just a wonderful fair. You guys, I know, get started earlier in the summer. How long has the fair board been working, and have you made any major improvements that people should take note of coming out to the fair this weekend?
Well, we actually, it never stops. It's this morning I was talking with a fair board member about doing something for next year already, so it never ends. As soon as the fair's over, we go right into planning for that. And of course, every year in April, we start our Tuesday work days and nights, where we work through the summer right up to the fair getting ready. But the last month here or so, we've been really busy. A lot of us been here about every day since the 1st of August, just preparing, cleaning, maneuvering stuff into position, and always something to do.
We're standing out at the fairgrounds today as I'm interviewing Dennis, and there's just a number of trailers and like Dennis said, things being maneuvered into place, getting ready for a great midway and a great event all across the fair. So another thing that's really popular at the fair is camping. What kind of numbers do you expect of campers, and why is it such a big attraction?
Tradition's a lot of it. A lot of them been doing it for years. There's over 720 campers. And there was this spring, I think, 107 on a waiting list to just wanting to get into the fair. So if you want to keep your spot, you better pay your dues early, because, you know, we have rules, and June 1st comes, the deadline's done, and people are waiting for them spots. They'll fight over them.
Pay your dues and show up every year, huh? You don't want to lose a place in line. So, well, Dennis, I really appreciate your time here this morning. Any particular part of the fair that really hits home with you? Anything that you always your favorite part of the fair each year?
Well, growing up in the county, I showed animals, so the animal end's my most favorite. But I know that just ain't the total fair. That's why you have arts and crafts, flowers, photography, horse people at the other end, the grandstand events. I mean, there's something for everybody.
There really truly is. Whether you're 2 years old or 102, there's lots of things to do out here at the Fulton County Fair. And Dennis, like I said, you and your fair board, hats off to you. Looks like you got the buildings and the grounds and everything in really good shape. So, folks, I want to invite you out to the Fulton County Fair. Starts this Friday and runs through next Thursday. I want to thank Dennis and his staff for taking time with us today. Thanks, Dennis. As I close up my show today, I want to run through the Junior Fair schedule for you coming up, and I'm going to do that quite quickly. Starting on Friday at 6 p.m. is a Junior Beef Breeding Show, followed on Saturday morning at 8 a.m. by the Junior Fair Hog Show on the south end and the Junior Fair Horse Show on the north end. That evening at 6:30 is the well-known and popular Junior Steer Show at Spengler Arena. On Sunday morning at 8 a.m., there's two big shows going on, a horse show at the north end of the fairgrounds, followed at the same time, 8 a.m. is the Junior Poultry Show in the Sale Arena, followed shortly thereafter with the Junior Rabbit Show. Monday, September 5th, the Labor Day, at 8 a.m. is the Junior Fair Sheep Show in the Sale Arena, followed by the Junior Fair Dairy Show and Goat Show at 10 a.m. and 2 p.m. respectively on Monday. Tuesday, September 6th, is a Junior Fair Dog Show at 10 a.m. in the Sale Arena, followed by an open livestock judging contest in Spengler Arena at 12 noon. 3 p.m. activities on Tuesday include the straw loading contest, the nickel scramble, and the pedal power pull contest. Each of those is in the Sale Arena, with the exception of the straw loading contest, which is in Spengler Arena. To close out that night at 7 p.m. is the Showman of Showman contest, which is kind of a show-off among all of the senior showmen who won their particular species, and that will take place in the Horse Arena and Spengler Arena. Wednesday, September 7th at 6 p.m. is a small animal sale in the Sale Arena. This is a new start time as we've added poultry back to the in-person and live judging at the fair this year. The fair, Junior Fair portion of the fair will end up on Thursday, September 8th at 9 a.m. is the start of the large animal livestock sale. Those are the Junior Fair activities. I want to do a quick rundown. Dennis kind of gave us a little rundown of the entertainment schedule, but I want to review that. Friday is the tractor pulls at 6:30 p.m., followed by on Saturday evening are the sanctioned truck pulls at 7 p.m. Dennis mentioned the concert with Cheap Trick at 7:30 p.m. on Sunday, and Larry the Cable Guy will be here at 7:30 on Labor Day in the grandstand. Always popular and as tradition is the horse racing on Tuesday at 6 p.m. in the grandstand, and Wednesday evening is back once again back after a few years break is the Combine Derby at 7:30 p.m. on Wednesday, and we end up the fair and the flag lowering ceremony on Thursday night with the Demolition Derby at 7 p.m. So I want to invite everybody back out to the Fulton County Fair this coming up Friday through the following Thursday. It's always a good time at the Fulton County Fair. Have a great day, Fulton County.